It is 7:22. It is a Sunday morning, and that means it's time for Hancock and Kelly to talk a little politics. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I want to start with a question for both of you regarding the two presidential candidates. Michael, I'll start with you in terms of Kamala Harris and her, the policies that she talks about, the subjects that she talks about during the campaign. One of the complaints from the other side is that, oh, yeah, it sounds really good. It's pretty middle. But she's just trying to get elected in the middle. And then when she's elected, she's going to go far left, which she has shown to be when she was a member of Congress. So I'm wondering if people are getting the real Kamala Harris.
Oh, I think they are. And I think it's a ridiculous thought process to think that either of these people, when elected president, would be able to implement any of their policies. I mean, it's more than likely, Scott, what we're going to see in this upcoming election is that the Democrats are going to lose control of the Senate to take control of the House. So you're essentially going to have the same government, regardless of who wins this presidential election, that you have right now. Is it a surprise that candidates are moving to the middle? No. Look, campaigns have to motivate their base, and that's what I think both of these candidates are doing. But at the end of the day, if there's going to be any governing, it's going to be done in the middle. And this race for Kamala Harris is not necessarily about policy. It's about whether or not people want to go back to the 4 years of Donald Trump.
And John, as far as Trump goes, do you think that he's talking about the things that he's going to do when he's in office, or is he just trying to get elected and then he's going to reverse course and go somewhere else?
Oh, no, I think Donald Trump is pretty much what you see is what you get. And, you know, I'll say this about Harris. I think her actual positions on domestic policy issues are far out of step with where most Americans are, and that's why she's not talking about that. But I actually think on foreign policy, she has adopted a much more traditional Republican kind of approach to, especially dealing with our allies, NATO, America's role in the world, you know. And but Trump is the last thing you can say about Donald Trump is that he is inauthentic. And, you know, when he tells you that he's going to impose tariffs, he's going to impose tariffs, you know, and he's not hiding the ball.
Well, what are the issues you were talking about with Harris that she's far afield from the general public?
Well, she doesn't believe in private health insurance. She voted to introduce legislation to that effect when she was in the U.S. Senate. That's one of several.
Michael, what does Harris have to do at this point to win this election in those key battleground states?
Well, I think she's got to keep doing what she's doing, Scott. And there's a lot of criticism coming from the other side that she's hard to see. But the reality is what she's running is a solid, well-strategized campaign. I think what she's got to do is continue to leverage the pull-ahead work that the Democratic National Committee did in terms of putting in field staff in all of these battleground states. You know, that's probably with the exception of the removal of Joe Biden, which was unbelievably huge. That leveled this race. That made this a 50-50 race, and now it really comes down to who turns out their people. Well, the Democrats for over 2 years have been investing in these seven battleground states, putting in field staff, putting in campaign operatives, going out there and building a network of support, while the Trump campaign's been busy in court and talking about cats.
Yeah, but that issue of the border is a critical issue in our country right now. Even if it gets distracted by talking about eating pets. John, do you think that it seems that Trump has made the border one of his priorities or his top priority? Because in these debates, he always goes back to it over and over again. Do you think the American people feel the same way about the issue that he does?
Well, I think most of them do. The border. And I think also the economy, both of those issues, if you believe in the polling data, both accrue to Donald Trump's favor. Trump's problem as a candidate is that he can't help himself. And he says these things. And if he were just focused on those issues that matter to people, and contrasted himself with his opponent, you know, I think this race would be in a different place than it is right now. It's essentially tied. I think Harris is certainly the momentum in the race is with Harris right now, but that can change. I mean, we've still got over a month to go. But I think Donald Trump, more often than not, is his own worst enemy.
You guys do a TV show, and you do this segment, and you do Fridays here. Sometimes I like to just give you the floor. What are you thinking about right now? So, Michael, I'll give you the opportunity. Is there something that you're going to be talking about on these segments?
Well, that's a good question. I got something personal, man. I've been dealing with COVID this week, and it's been rough, Scott, man. Get your shots and your boosters. I've been dealing with it, and I was hoping that the thing that's changed the world, brought us inflation, and brought us nearly every other thing that we're dealing with right now in life is still here to stay, and boy, I got it.
Wow, that's a good tip, though, to get those shots. John, anything from you?
Well, I miss my buddy. He's been cooped up at home for a week. You know, he waited till the last minute to get COVID. Most of the rest of us have had it a couple, three times. So his first time was a doozy.
Yeah. Well, get well, Michael. And
thanks, brother.
I appreciate you guys.
See you guys.
All right. That's Hancock and Kelly, as always, on Total Information AM Sunday.